This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia says he's ready for lawsuits against the bill he signed Tuesday. The bill is more than a heartbeat abortion ban, blocking most abortions after 6 weeks. For child support, for census purposes, for tax deduction purposes, the bill demands recognition of humanity, of personhood in the unborn. The governor said Tuesday that government's job is to do what is right, not what is easy. The Pennsylvania legislator and attorney that harassed pro-life demonstrators clearly thought he would free his local Philadelphia Planned Parenthood from protests. However, his efforts are pointing out reasons why even more protests should occur. This Planned Parenthood has failed 13 of 23 health inspections. Accordingly, many more pro-life advocates are lining up to protest, and as for Representative Sims, they have invited both him and his camera. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, arson is the latest tool to destroy pro-life campus messages. A banner ad for a Thursday event at Western Washington University was the target. And an Alabama legislator wants off the hook for wild comments about abortion. He says he's sorry for using the word retarded. However, no apology for openly calling for killing the unwanted. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.